Meditation is so good for you, and it's good for so many different reasons. I personally meditate every morning. I wake up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and I meditate. And there are different types of meditations that you can do. I meditate early in the morning, and then I meditate once in the middle of my day, and then once at night before bed. And I use different forms of meditation. So it really depends on what kind of meditation is interesting for you. There are different types. My favorites are mindfulness meditation. And this type of meditation really focuses on being present in the moment. You basically have to teach yourself and discipline yourself to learn how to be aware in that particular moment. Let go of all thoughts, let go of all stresses. Everything that's on your mind, you have to learn to clear it and literally just be in that particular moment. This is one of my favorite meditations. It really helps to expand your conscious awareness. It helps you to learn to focus even better on meditation, and it helps you to focus on your breath and how to look at the world as an outsider, not as a person in that world. So it really changes your perspective when practiced on a daily basis. The other meditation that I really enjoy, and this is the one that I tend to do at night when I have a little bit more time, is the guided meditation. Guided meditation uses imagery or visualization. So you're using different images of places or situations that you find relaxing. I create a lot of guided meditations for my clients. I create a lot of guided meditations where I will put images of really beautiful places I have been to in the world, and then I will say a guided meditation throughout the images in the video. This is one of my favorite ways to create meditations for my clients. And I enjoy as well for myself to use guided meditation when I am meditating. And then there's something called a mantra meditation, which basically you are repeating a particular word silently over and over and over, or it could be a thought or a phrase. And the reason that you are doing this is to prevent your mind from becoming distracted with thoughts. I personally don't use mantra meditation, but I know a lot of people that do. Another one that maybe you would find very useful is called transcendental meditation. Transcendental meditation is really simple and it's very natural. You silently repeat a particular mantra and you repeat it in a specific way over and over again. This helps you to kind of settle down into the state of rest and relaxation so that your mind can achieve a total state of inner peace. So there are a lot of other things you can do too to meditate. Some people do yoga, and that's their form of meditation, or they do Tai Chi, for example. Meditation is really good for you. It's so good for not just your emotions, not just your mind, but it's good for your body as well. Meditation has numerous benefits, like gaining a new perspective on stressful situations, helping you to learn to become more patient, helping you to learn to become more tolerant, increasing your imagination, increasing your creativity, reducing negative feelings, learning to focus on the present, becoming more self-aware, become aware of your of what you where you are now in your mind, with your spirit, and in your body, helping you to learn to manage stress. I mean, it goes on and on and on, the benefits of meditation. And I can tell you that when I don't meditate, my day is just chaotic. Meditation really helps me to start my day on the right foot. If I don't meditate, like the other morning, I overslept. I didn't even hear my alarm go off at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I overslept until like 6:45. I've never done that. And oh my gosh, I just felt so empty and I felt so incomplete for the rest of the day. I didn't feel good for the rest of the day, even though I squeezed in a quick meditation in the middle of the day and one before going to bed at night. It still didn't feel good for me because I am so used to meditating 3 times a day that if I don't do it first thing in the morning, I have a very different energy throughout the day. my energy is just a little bit more, it's operating on a lower level versus a higher level. When our energy is on a higher level, we are feeling enthusiastic, ambitious, positive, happy, at peace, confident, good. And when our energy is at a lower level, we are more self-conscious. We're not as confident. We're not as happy. We're more stressed. We just feel blah, you know, that feeling. I hate that feeling. And that's how I tend to feel if I don't wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and do my thing in the morning. And I don't just meditate, but I do a lot of other things too, which I won't get into now because this episode is about meditation. So meditating is a powerful tool. And if you want to change your life, if you want to build confidence, if you want to learn to think with more positive thoughts, if you want to learn to deal with your stress better, if you want to just be a happier person overall, I strongly encourage you to meditate. And this is why you will see that I use meditation, guided meditation videos in all of the courses that I provide for my students, for my clients. Every course that I create, I always add a guided meditation. I really believe in the power of meditation. Even Boss Babe Bootcamp, which is a business course that teaches people how to create their own business or how to make a current business even better, even more successful, I even have meditations throughout that course. I really believe in the power of meditation, and I strongly advise that you give it a try. Your life will change. There is no way that it won't change if you do it every day, if you practice it every day. So go ahead and give that a try. Feel free to check out my website, which is www.mindsetgoddess.com. I have a blog that I just started on there where I give free advice. And I also have links to more podcast episodes and also courses that I have developed. And I'm really excited because I have two more courses coming out this week. One of them is called The Power of Visualization. And the other one is a course to help people learn how to put together a podcast for their business, for their podcast, for their product or service that they are offering. So it's a course to teach you how to make your own podcast. So I'm super excited. These courses will be out on Friday and on Saturday of this week. I love you guys. I hope you have a fabulous day. If you liked today's episode, please give me a review. I need some reviews on here. I'd greatly appreciate it. Take care.